Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today is Dr. Sammy McCool. He is the owner of HealthQuest, and he's in Bad Axe here. You got two locations in the Thumb now?
No, we have one location on in the thumb, but we have two DRX machines.
I see.
One for the neck and one for the back.
And it's chiropractic services you offer?
Correct.
And can you just give us a little, well, a definition of what chiropractic services entails? I'm sure it's a lot more than people think.
Well, Greg, chiropractic is a branch of the healing arts. It's the nervous system. Chiropractors deal with the nervous system, and we deal with the spine because the spine houses the nervous system. The symptoms that come in the body when the nerves are pinched, we start having neck pain, headaches, numbness in the hands, mid-back, low back pain, sciatic nerves, sciatic pain. These are all symptoms that are connected to the nervous system. The nervous system is a system that controls, coordinates all parts of the body. All the systems in the body have 9 different systems, but they're all connected to the nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord. So when you have the brain sending impulses to the spinal cord, and the spinal cord is sending these impulses via the spinal nerves, these go to the body and make the tissues and the cells healthy. When these nerves, the impulses are diminished, or they are pinched, then we start having symptoms. We start having symptoms that everybody talks about, neck pain, mid-back pain, or low back pain. As chiropractors, we go to the issue itself. We go to the cause of the problem, which is, we call it in our business, subluxation. A subluxation is a misalignment of the vertebra, putting pressure on a disc and putting pressure on a nerve, causing these impulses to be diminished, be less, and that's what creates a disease in the body. Chiropractors go and correct the subluxations, restore the integrity back of the spine, and allow the body, the brain, and the spinal cord to function properly, thus we having a state of well-being, of health.
Now there's a cushion between each of the vertebrae, and each of them have to bend in order for us to have the full flexibility we have. But there's also has to be a way out for the nerves, and when this thing gets twisted, that's where things get pinched?
Greg, you're getting some of it. Okay. The spine itself is made of 4 different segments. It's made of the cervical spine, which has 7 vertebras, C1, C2, C3, C4, C5, C6, C7.
That's basically your neck?
That's the neck. Then we have the thoracic spine, which is the mid-back. It goes from the base of the neck all the way to the end of the ribs, and we have 12 vertebras, T1 through T12. And then we have the lumbar spine, which is made of 5 vertebras, L1, L2, L3, L4, L5. And then we go down to the sacrum, and then the connection of the hip between the sacrum and the ilium is called the sacroiliac. This is the area that's a very strong joints. That's what supports the hip, and that's when you're sitting down, you're sitting down on the ischium, which is part of the sacroiliac joint. Okay. So these joints you're talking about are separated by a cushion, right? This cushion is called the intervertebral disc, and the disc is made out of a material. The nucleus inside is made about 60 to 80% fluid or water, and then there is the fibers that connect the bones together with the disc. So when we bending and we're twisting, yes, the disc allows us to move and so forth. But the shape of the spine itself, it has the shape of the C-curve on top, and the shape of the inverted C in the middle, and the shape of a C in the lumbar. So when we lose the integrity of these curves, so the neck goes forward like that, and when it goes forward, and when you're reading, when you're looking at the TV, the neck goes into a condition called forward head posture. This, the gravity itself, the weight of the head, puts so much pressure in the neck itself, and then you start having problems with these spinal nerves. And then if these nerves are going down into your hand and going down to your fingers might get numb. So if this is the thumb and the index finger, this is an area called the radial nerve. And this nerve goes down into these two fingers. The middle three fingers are connected by a median nerve, which is, comes between C6 and C7. And then the ulnar nerves, which comes down around C7 and C8 nerve. These nerves come all the way down from the neck area.
Knowing and what's numb then tells you an idea of where the problem is, where to look
business,
for.
You're right, absolutely right. This is a dermatome. We follow, we trace the nerves, and when we trace it, we know what area it's connected to, and then we go to the source, to the cause of the problem. If it is in the, like I said, in the thumb and the index finger, that is a C5, C6 area, and this is the radial nerve. If it is between the last two fingers, down in here, in a small finger, then it is a C7 nerve. And when it goes down to the upper part of the body, these nerves are connected to your lungs, to your heart, to the pancreas, to the stomach. When you're having issues with the mid-upper back and the nerves are inflamed, then they are not, the heart and the lungs are not getting the proper energy, the proper impulses from the brain. And over a period of time, we talk about microtrauma and macrotrauma. When these things come down and there's lots of pressure over it, and over the years it accumulates, then we start having a case of disease. Then we start having symptoms with the lungs and with the heart and with the stomach, with other parts of the body. So nerves control everything in the body. And when there is a pressure on these nerves, then we start having symptoms. We start having disease. Okay. And the difference between us, the chiropractors, and the medical profession is that we treat the cause. We treat the problem. We treat the subluxation. We go into the area. We correct the subluxation. We put it in proper alignment. We restore the integrity of the cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine. When we put everything together, the body starts healing itself properly, naturally.
It sounds like, you know, obviously there's muscles around this. Is it our sedentary lifestyle nowadays that kind of exacerbates a lot of this? The design is good. It's that, you know, maybe we're, you know, not keeping things in line because we don't exercise properly or get enough, and we're just kind of sloughing off.
Well, Greg, you know, in a way you're right about this. You know, these are, the spine sits on the body, but it's connected with muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And all of these have to be working together. All of this to be symmetrical. The body has to have what you call, the muscles have to have tonicity. It has to have tone. Life is tone itself. When we lose the tonicity, we're losing part of life, you know, and that's what happens. If you're sitting down over a period of time, if you're slouching down in your chair and you're flattening the lumbar curve, that puts lots of pressure down on the sciatic nerve. And over a period of time, this nerve starts going down into the hip, and it will start going down to the back of the leg. It goes all the way down to the heel, and part of it will go down to the toes. When that happens, we know that's a problem in the sciatic nerve. We know that it's a problem with the L5-S1 joint. We go in, and we really correct it. We restore the integrity of the curve, and then we adjust the subluxation, and then we align the body together, and then we allow the body, the brain, and the spinal cord to send the energy, to send the messages, to send the impulses back, and that's how we really correct the problems. We correct the sciatic nerve by doing the adjustments.
Do we do too much sitting as a people nowadays? It looks like a design that's made to stand up.
As our culture right now, when you sit down for 3-4 hours watching TV, and your body weight is putting so much pressure down on the disc and on the nerve itself. And if you're having a misalignment, you're going to increase that misalignment. You're going to increase the pressure on that stress in the vertebra, and that will cause it, you know, more to happen.
I imagine that you know, real cushy, comfy chairs would make you sink in even further. That might be the best thing to have.
There is time and place for everything. The body needs to have exercises. The body needs to be stretched. We need to exercise. We need to allow the cells and the tissues to be in tone. Tone is the most important thing in the muscles. When the muscles are in tonicity, then it's holding the spine properly together. When we don't do, when we sit down for a long period of time, we're not exercising, we're not stretching, we are not doing the things that the body needs us to do, then we start having problems. You know, you need to sleep properly, you need to exercise properly, and you need to eat good nutrition and good food properly. And then you need to be adjusted. Your spine has to be adjusted in a proper manner so that your body becomes healthy. And that's how life is, you know. And the difference between our culture and different cultures, for example, in China, most of the elderly, they go out and they stretch, and you see them in the parks and everything else. They go every morning and they are stretching, they're moving, they're walking, and that allows the body to some tonicity, you know. Instead of sitting down in here and watching TV, that causes us problems. In this area, is less than it's in the city. I think the people that farm in here are very aggressive. They walk, they work hard. They're great people, and they do things properly. But if you have misalignment and you have a subluxation and you're working it and you're increasing the pressure on it, then it causes you to have, you know, problems. People that drive, you sit down in a car for a long period of time, and there is pressure down in your back and pressure on a disc, and you're driving the shear, the power, the movement of the car, and you sitting down allows lots of pressure down in your leg. And most of the time, people driving, and they tell us, I was driving, and the pain starts coming down into my leg, my hip, all the way down into my toes. It's because there is a pinched nerve right in here, a subluxation, that causes a problem, and that's what causes sciatic neuritis, you know, in the back. So it's when you're driving long distance, my recommendation, every 45 minutes, get out of the car, walk for about 10, 15 minutes, and stretch up a little bit, and then come back, and then continue with your trip.
Yeah. Even the cushiest car has vibration up and down, and it would seem if you're sitting improperly, you're constantly being pounded in the wrong direction.
Right, right. It's all about gravity, and it's all about, you know, the higher the center of gravity, it creates lots of problems down into your back. Okay, so it has to do with the gravity. It has to do with your alignment. There is a plumb line. When we sit down, when we do an exam on the patients, we take the ear, the shoulder, the hip, the knee, and the ankle. They have to be in one line. It's a plumb line. If the neck goes forward or the hips goes backward, and then it's misalignment. And what we try to do always to bring the alignment back into the proper anatomical position, into the proper alignment.
Is that always possible? I mean,
yes,
sometimes
yes.
There might be medical conditions, you know, with the vertebrae actually deteriorating after a while, I would think.
Well, everything has limitation of matter. You know, if there is a serious, if there is cancer, or if there is other problems, you know, then there is a limitation of matter of what we do. But in the proper, you know, in real life, when patients come to us, we examine them, we take an X-ray or an MRI, and we do a complete exam, chiropractic exam, and we see all the orthopedic movements, all the neurological movements, and we see which areas is subluxated, which area is misaligned, and then we go into the area and we adjust it and we correct it and put it back together. If there is limitation of matter, you know, if there is a cancer or, God forbid, some other problems, then I send them to the people that have the authority on that, you know, send them to an oncologist, send them to an orthopedic doctor, or send them to a neurologist that needs to be done. You know, we have our job to do, and they have their job to do.
Does this come on at a certain age? I mean, is it something maybe in your younger days you're having it and you're just kind of brushing it off and you're otherwise feeling okay, so you just kind of poo-poo it, and then it becomes more than it needs to be?
Greg, subluxations happen most of the time when the baby is born. When they pull on the neck, you know, they subluxate the C1, C2 vertebra, okay? And then we have patients that come to us with what you call a condition called torticollis. The neck is bent into certain directions because there was the atlas axis vertebra were misaligned. So when the baby is born, you know, sometimes when they pull in the wrong direction or the wrong way, they subluxate the vertebras and they put them out in misalignments. Kids, they jump in the trampoline, they go up and down, they play baseball, they fall, okay? They have a spine. When the spine goes into flexion, extension, you know, then there's problems. We have kids that come after playing a football game, and the concussion of forces between them and the other players, they whiplash their necks into forward and backward. and they cannot move their neck. So we adjust it, we put it back together, we work on the muscles that are connected with the area, and we tone them back, and we adjust it, and we put them back in business.
Is that an important part of it? You said you adjust it, but then you work on the muscles and stuff to prevent it from happening
correct,
again.
Correct. You know, we work on the whole body, though. We work on the vertebrae, we work on the muscles and the ligaments and the trigger points. You know, we have to work on the whole body. The body doesn't sit by itself. The vertebrae, it's all connected with ligaments and tendons and muscles.
We have a rather, say, a kindly obese society as far as a predisposition, it seems, to it today. Is this a complication for your type of work? Is it more difficult to see the alignment, or is it part of the problem that makes these problems come up, having to carry that extra weight?
Well, you know, it's again part of the nutrition, that the part of the food that we're eating. You know, we used in the past to eat, you know, home cooked food. We used to have real, you know, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables all the time on a daily basis. Right now, what happened is the nutrition is not the best in this country, and that's why we rank number 35, 36 in the World Health Organization. Part of it, mostly because of the diet and the food that we eat, you know, and the proper thing to do, to go back to the basics, to eat back healthy food, good nutrition, good fruits, vegetables, and stay away from the white sugar and white flour, and then exercise properly and sleep properly. Okay, the problem of obesity, yeah, lots of people are obese, but that's not really the main cause of the problem. There's other factors that are involved with this. And is it a complication for me? Sometimes it's not. You know, it's just I know the leverage, I know where to adjust, I know how to correct it, whether it is 400-pound patients or 100-pound patients. It's I know how to adjust it and correct it.
I just was saying, because I mean, I assume it's designed to meet a norm standard. All the ligaments, all the pads and stuff are designed for that. And if you add more pressure onto it, like, you know, a car, if you're driving it too hard, you're going to wear it out faster.
To some extent, yes. What you're saying is that, you know, everything has limitation of matter into it. If we drive it beyond its limitation, it's gonna break. You know, and then we have to do is just live in moderation, eat in moderation, eat proper food, and then be adjusted properly, allow the body to heal itself in a natural way. And that's how people become healthy again.
When you have some nerve damage or inflammation, do the nerves tend to repair themselves, or do they stay kind of... Because I know if you break your spine sever it,
right.
They're trying to do things with stem cells and stuff to try and reconnect it, but that's pretty much a lost thing. But, you know, you've got nerves coming out if they're inflamed, if they're giving you problems, are they going to get better?
Right. You know, that's a great question, Greg. In the past, most of the neurologists and the scientists thought once the nerve is damaged, there's no repair to it. You know, in the last 10, 15 years, the research changed into it. Yes, when there's a damaged nerve, you know, and there's other fibers that facilitate and take over, and the nerve could you know, repair itself, you know, provided that we take the pressure off that nerve. You know, the brain and the spinal cord can work together, and the cerebrospinal fluid that goes in between, that would allow the body to heal itself. The body has an innate wisdom, an innate intelligence that allows it to heal itself properly, provided that we don't misalign it, we don't put pressure on it, we don't, you know, take it to out of its normalcy.
You keep making the gestures like you're wringing out a washcloth, and my back is going, oh gee, that would hurt.
That's what usually happens when there is a misalignment. the vertebras, you know, there are facets, and there's a vertebral body, and there's a spinous process. All of these, if it is misaligned, that affects, puts pressure on the disc. And speaking about the disc, I like to talk about, you know, this is a problem that affects mostly the elderly, the seniors. When they go older, the disc starts to dehydrate. They start losing its fluid content. And it's a condition called stenosis in the body. And when that happens, there is lots of pressure on these nerves, and the nerves are unable to do so.
It's kind of like an underinflated tire. It's not riding right.
And you keep talking about tires and cars.
Well, I'm trying to relate it to what people are thinking out there.
Fine. But this is life tissue right now. Mm. Okay. And what we have done, you know, in the last 20 years, we use this spinal decompression. Spinal decompression is a machine that we use to really decompress the disc, decompress the vertebral disc. We, in the past, we used to do traction. We used to put weight and traction the lumbar spine. Right now, what we're doing, though, is we decompress the disc to a point whereby we allow 1 minute of extension, 1 minute of relaxation, and back and forth for about half an hour. This will allow the nucleus to go back to the center of the disc, allow the disc to be rehydrated, reoxygenated, re-nutrified. People that have low back pain, people that have stenosis, people that have low back pain and sciatic pain, it's corrected. They feel much better after this treatment. We do this for the lumbar spine, and we do this for the cervical spine as well. And that's what we are famous for. That's why people come from all over the thumb to our office to use this spinal decompression, the DRX 9000 that we use in our office. And it's very successful. 9 out of 10 gets results with this.
It seems like you would do that in combination with other exercises and stuff to strengthen things so that it doesn't slip right back to where it was.
Correct. It's a protocol whereby we use adjustment, we use massage, we use extension, we use exercises, and we use the spinal decompression, plus we use ice in the area and special supports.
And you would have to then gear this for the physical ability of the person coming in, especially with the elderly. They may not be able to do a lot of traditional type of exercises. You might have to find something that works for them.
Well, everything is customized to the patient needs, how much the patient can handle, what the patient's ability to do the exercise, and so forth. Everything is customized, everybody according to his needs.
Terrific. We're going to pause 60 seconds, and we'll be right back.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida? A quiet lake in northern Michigan? Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubly, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We're back. Our guest today is Dr. Sammy McCool. Most people know him as Dr. Sammy from HealthQuest in Bad Axe. We're talking about chiropractic medicine and the services that are available. You get an infection in a nerve. Is that something that can go back into the spine? Is that something that can, you know, and once you get it in the spine, I would imagine there could be swelling, and that can cause a whole lot more problems. Is this something that really needs to be taken care of right away?
Yeah, if there's an inflammation in the nerve itself, mm-hmm. you know, then it would affect the muscles, and it would affect the tendons and the whole capsule that's connected to that nerve around it. And what we do really, we stop the inflammation by sometimes icing it, and mm-hmm. then by adjusting the vertebra, aligning it back in proper position, and then allow the body to heal itself.
To a person who's never had that done, it sounds kind of strange. They're going to align my spine. It just seems kind of scary. It's a simple procedure? You
it's
do it all
simple.
The time?
It's yeah, I've been doing it for 30 years, and I've seen over maybe 30,000 patients, over 4 million adjustments that I've given in my lifetime.
And it's a whole lot different than what you used to hear with somebody going to crack your back. It's a whole science.
This is
here.
A science. This is a science and art and philosophy. Yeah. That's what we do. And we get results.
And is this something that most patients will find their insurance covers nowadays? I mean, sometimes
they do.
I don't like
to talk about insurance and any of this. You know, I would like to talk about what people need. If they have problems, I could correct it. I could take care of it.
Okay.
And any of this, I leave it up to
what they'd have to check for themselves.
Right. Well, okay. We could help them out in it.
Oh, yeah.
But as a chiropractor, I talk about how I could help the patients.
Okay. Do you have problems sometimes with, like, osteoporosis in the elderly?
Yeah,
that
well,
can
yeah,
be
a
combination of the pads and the vertebrae.
Correct.
Sometimes they crack, and that
right.
sounds painful in and of itself.
Right.
And then you've got, you know...
Right. Osteoporosis is a condition whereby the bony structure is losing its calcium, it's losing its density, and becomes very brittle. And it happens in the elderly mostly, and some females, hormonal changes. And it happens to some other patients too as well. But we can take care of that by being very gentle on our adjustments and how we do the stretches, how we contact the trigger points, and how we adjust the vertebrae. We have to be extremely gentle doing that.
And most of the time in a healthy person, a bone will heal. But with osteoporosis, that can be a long time coming.
Well...
Because they don't have much density to begin with.
Everybody has a different situation, and I cannot generalize into it. Every patient has his own body, his own thing. And what I do is I go exactly to the patient, see what his needs are, see what his problems are, and I design a program and a schedule whereby I could work according to the patient's needs.
Do you need the patient to bring in any records they have of their current health conditions so that you know where to start anyway?
Right. When a patient comes to our office, we do a complete consultation. I ask them about their history. Most of the time, my staff are very, very capable, very able. When they talk to the patients on the phone, they ask them if they had an MRI or other x-rays. We usually order these x-rays before the patient even comes to the office, if they give us permission to do so. And when the patient comes in, I already study their history and their records before they even walk into the office. And when they come in, I consult with them, I do my exam, I go over their history, and I design a program for them and see what they need and tell them what they need.
Do the x-rays, are they usually pretty telling, or does sometimes it comes down to the experience of the fingers knowing what
everything
to do?
Everything is connected together, you know. The palpation, the examination, the chiropractic exam, the neurological signs, the dermatomes, the orthopedic signs, and the x-rays, and the MRI if needed. It's all together. I put it together, and then I arrive at the diagnosis, and from there on, I go into my treatment.
Pain is a symptom that something's not right.
Pain is a symptom, like anything else. Pain is a symptom, like headache is a symptom, neck pain is a symptom. Low back pain is a symptom, sciatica is a symptom. These are all symptoms. And the symptoms, you know, as chiropractors, we go beyond the symptoms. We go into what is the cause of the symptom. The cause of the symptom, back in 1924, B.J. Palmer, one of the developers of the chiropractic profession, said, we have found the cause of disease. And the cause of disease is the vertebral subluxation. A vertebra that's misaligned, pinching the nerve, causing the symptoms, causing headaches, causing neck pain, causing numbness in the hands, causing the stomach to be upset and ulcers, causing the lungs and the breathing problems, causing the low back pain, the sciatic nerve. All of these are caused by what we call a vertebral subluxation, a misalignment, a pinched nerve, not allowing the impulses to flow from the brain to the spinal cord into that tissue, into the organ itself.
Okay. If people have questions, does the chiropractic organization have websites they can go to see what's available?
We have our own website.
Oh, you have your own?
We have our own website. Patients could call our office, and our phone number is 989-269-7011. That's the office number in Bad Axe. We are located in downtown Bad Axe. We are next to China King, right on the main road. We have parking in the back and parking in the front. patients could come in from all over, and they could come in either from the back or the front of the office. It's 154 East Huron in Bed Axe, downtown Bed Axe.
And I know you do the manipulation. Do you also sometimes have to give them something for the pain in the interim? Because people usually come in and they demand instant service. This is America today. I mean, you know, this sounds like you're straightening it out, but they still might have some discomfort until things that have flared up down.
I work with the patient.
You work with the patient?
I do. We don't give no medications, no pain, because, you know, while we are, as chiropractors, we just work in the natural ability of the body to heal itself. The body has an innate wisdom, innate intelligence.
Cool.
That's what we work with, you know. And if they needed other services, then I recommend them to go and see other specialties that needs to be seen.
Sounds like the way to go.
That's right.
Appreciate you taking time with us today, and let me try and keep our back straight. I know that isn't good for your business, but...
Well, it's really good for my business, because I want everybody to be healthy, and I want everybody to be in good shape. I want the whole my mission is to bring health to the public, and if we get the people to do exercises, if we get the people to have their spine aligned properly, if they do exercises, if they eat good, then I'm really a very happy person, because that's my mission in life, to make people out of pain and restore the integrity of the body to heal itself and have the body to be in good shape and healthy body.
And even our healthy farmers lift with your legs, not with your back. I'm sure you see enough of that.
Well, you know, I do take lots of the farmers. I love the farmers down in this area. I love this area a lot. And some of them have problems. They come to me. I take care of them. And some of them, they come for consultation. I help them. Anything I could do for them, I will do. Anything I could do for the elderly, I could do. Anything I could do for the people of the thumb. I love this area. I love the people in the thumb. And... I've been having a great time being in here for the last 3 years right now. Our office became one of the top offices in the country right now in Bed Axe, and we are very happy for that.
Thanks for being with us here today.
It's my pleasure, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Our guest today has been Dr. Sammy McCool from HealthQuest in Bed Axe. Coming up, we'll check out the latest in the news at 11.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bed Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.